3,000 years ago, our ancestors faced rising sea levels. It was the closing years of the last ice age, and the huge body of water which had been concentrated as ice flooded back into the sea as it melted. As sea levels rose, tons of shingle were brought ashore all the way along Start Bay. The shingle ridge that you can see was formed between Street Gate and Tor Cross. As it did so, water draining from the land was trapped behind it, forming the freshwater lagoon known as Slapton Lee. It's now part of the National Nature Reserve, and if you look to the south, you can just see the Lee to the right of the road. The people who've lived here have been subject to the constant whims of the weather. At the southern end of Start Bay was the lost village of Hall Sands, but here at Street Gate there was another lost village, Street Undercliff. As its name suggests, the village was somewhere beneath the cliffs on which the coastal path runs up to the village of Street. Street Undercliff was first recorded on a maritime chart in 1693 and on a map of Devon in 1763, but there's no record of its demise. Most probably the village succumbed to the sea in stages and was abandoned in favour of higher ground. The storm that destroyed the village of Hall Sands in 1917 also damaged the road at Tor Cross, washing it away in places. It was a southeasterly, and it's these strong easterlies which smash straight onto the beach that have proved so destructive here. In 1951, several days of gales from the southeast scooped out sections of the beach from Tor Cross and dumped them here at Street Gate. You can see how the beach is much wider here than at Tor Cross. It was another easterly which breached the road in 2001, and if you look south along the road, you should be able to see a kink where it was rebuilt 20 metres inland. The road will be gradually moved further inland as the shingle shifts, but available space is limited by the Lee. Ultimately, the sea will reclaim the road.